وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you in your status, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and blessings on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa la taqulu liman yuqtalu fi sabilillahi amwat. بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a noble Quran, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Do not say of those who have been killed in the cause of Allah that they are dead. Instead, they are alive, but you do not perceive. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not consider those who were slain in the cause of Allah as dead. Instead, they are alive, eating and drinking by their sustainer, rejoicing over that which Allah gave them through His favor. They rejoice on behalf of those who have not yet joined them from behind them, because there is neither any fear on them, nor do they have any grief. They rejoice at the bounty and favor of Allah, and over the fact that Allah does not destroy the wage of the believers. فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ. Then those people who emigrated and were driven out of their homes and were persecuted in my path and fought and were killed, I will certainly remove from them their evils and admit them into gardens beneath which rivers flow. This is a reward from Allah, and with Allah is an excellent reward. وَالَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ يُضِلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ سَيَهْدِيهِمْ وَيُصْلِحْ بَالَهُمْ وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ. Those who are killed in the cause of Allah, never will He let their deeds go to waste. He will show them the way and set right their state. He shall admit them into paradise, which He has made known to them. Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, last night I saw two men who came to me. They then climbed the tree with me and admitted me into a house which was most beautiful and splendorous. I never saw a house more beautiful than it. They said to me, as for this, this is the house of the martyrs, the shuhada. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a man asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what type of jihad is the most superior? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, that the legs of your animal be chopped off and your blood be shed. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Should I not inform you of the most generous of those who are generous? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is the most generous, and I am the most generous from the progeny of Adam alayhi salam. And the most generous after me is a person who acquired knowledge and then propagated it. He will be raised on the day of resurrection as a nation by himself. Then is a person who gives his life for the sake of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu till he is killed." Rashid ibn Sa'ad narrates from a man from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a man asked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is it with the believers that they are put through trials and tribulations in their graves except for the martyr?" He replied, "The glitter of the swords over his head is sufficient as a trial and tribulation." Amir ibn Sa'ad narrates from his father, radiallahu ta'ala an, that a man came to offer salah while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was offering salah. When he reached the row for the salah, he said, "O Allah, give me the best that you give to your righteous servants." When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam completed the salah, he asked, "Who was the one who spoke just now?" The man replied, "It was me, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." He said, "In such a case, if you was the best which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gives to his righteous servants, the legs of your animal will be chopped off and you will be martyred." Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The martyr does not experience any pain from being killed, except as one of you experiences the sting of a mosquito." Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "No one who enters paradise would like to return to this world, for there is nothing for him on earth. However, the martyr would desire to return to this world and be killed tens of times because of the honor that he sees in getting martyred." Another narration states, "Because of the virtue of martyrdom which he sees." Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "A person from the inhabitants of paradise will be brought, and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say to him, 'O man, how did you find your abode?' He will reply, 'O my sustainer, I found it to be the best abode.' Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say, 'Ask and express your desires.' He will say, 'What should I ask for and what should I desire? I ask that you return me to this world so that I may be killed for your cause tens of times.' He asks for this because of what he sees of the virtue of martyrdom." Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "I take an oath by that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I would love to fight in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and be killed, then fight again and be killed again, and fight again and be killed again." Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up in their midst and mentioned the jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and belief in Allah Jalla Jalaluhu are the most superior deeds. So a man stood up and said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell me, if I am killed in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, will my sins be atoned?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Yes, if you are killed in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu while you are patient, expecting reward, moving forward in the battlefield, not fleeing from the battlefield." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, "What did you ask me just now?" The man said, "Tell me, if I am killed in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, will my sins be atoned?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Yes, if you are patient, expecting reward, moving forward, not fleeing, except for debts, these will not be atoned. Jibreel alayhi salam told me this." Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every sin of a martyr is forgiven except for debts. Al-Barra ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a man whose face was covered with steel came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should I fight in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu or should I embrace Islam? He replied, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, embrace Islam and then fight. The man embraced Islam, then fought and was killed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he did very few good deeds, but he was rewarded abundantly. Shaddad ibn al-Had radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a Bedouin came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brought faith in him and followed him. He then said, I will emigrate with you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then asked one of his companions to see him. When a battle took place, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got some booty. So he distributed it and also set aside a share for this Bedouin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this Bedouin share to his companions. He used to guard their animals for them. When he came, they gave it to him. He asked, what is this? They replied, it is your share, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam set aside for you. He took it and went with it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, what is this? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, it is your share which I set aside for you. So he said, I did not follow you for this. Rather, I followed you so that I may be struck over here. And he pointed to his throat with an arrow, and that I die and be admitted into paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you are true to Allah jalla jalaluhu, he will prove you to be true. After some while, the people got up and went to fight the enemy. The Bedouin was carried and brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An arrow had struck him at the place which he pointed at, that is his throat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, is it really him? Someone replied, yes. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he was true to Allah jalla jalaluhu. So Allah jalla jalaluhu proved him to be true. He was then enshrouded in a cloak belonging to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was placed in front, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered the salah over him. The following were the words that were heard of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam salah. O Allah, this is your servant. He left as an emigrant in your cause. He was killed as a martyr. I am witness to this. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, my uncle Anas ibn al-Nadhr was absent from the fighting in the Battle of Badr. So he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I was absent from the first fight in which you fought the polytheists. If Allah jalla jalaluhu allows me to participate in any fight with the polytheists, Allah jalla jalaluhu will show what I will do. When the battle of Uhud took place and the Muslims fled, he said, O Allah, I ask you to excuse what these people did, referring to his fellow Muslim friends, and I absolve myself from what these people did, referring to the polytheists. He then moved forward. Sa'ad ibn Mu'ad radiallahu ta'ala met him. Anas ibn al-Nadhr radiallahu ta'ala said to him, O Sa'ad ibn Mu'ad, I take an oath by the Lord of another. I am experiencing the fragrance of paradise beyond Uhud. Sa'ad said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I could not do what he did. Anas says he found him having more than 80 wounds inflicted by the striking of a sword, the stabbing of a spear, or a shot of an arrow. We found him dead, and the polytheists had mutilated his body. None could recognize him except his sister by looking at his fingers. Anas says, radiallahu ta'ala, we used to think or believe that the following verse was revealed with regard to him and other believers like him. Of the believers are men who have been true to the covenant which they made with Allah. Some of them have fulfilled their obligation, and some of them are still waiting without having changed their resolve in the least. This is the reward for martyrdom in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for martyrdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this great ni'mat. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.